Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman, and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Whatever job you hold, there's always that ghastly day when your employer tells you he's reviewed your past year's work and decided to send you on a training course. This means either that you've been marked down for promotion in the near future, or you've made such a pig's breakfast of your job in the last 12 months, he's sending you on a course as a sort of last-ditch chance. As an employer, the senior service is no exception to this rule. But when the Royal Navy is represented by Captain Tovey, and the employee selected for the course is the first lieutenant of HMS Tugbridge, Mr. Murray, well, the victim may as well resign his commission now and save time.
Me? You want me, Captain Tovey? You want me to go on this course and rush about over rough ground and undergo special training with all those young chaps?
I do, Lieutenant. It is to be a refresher course.
Well, it may refresh them, but it'll probably finish me.
Then we shall just have to take that risk, shan't we?
There must be somebody else you could send, sir.
Only myself, Lieutenant Murray. But I am a married man.
Oh. Heather?
I'm very flattered, Stephen, but the answer is no. And in any case, we couldn't get the band published in time.
No, wait a minute.
Forget it, number one. You are going on this course.
May I ask when, sir?
Immediately, number one.
Immediately? Well, in that case, I'd better get back to the ship and pack my...
You won't need them.
What about my...
You won't need them either.
Oh, surely I can't go without my
spare supplies.
Well, even so, I've still got to go and do...
That's been arranged.
There is one thing. You could plead ill health and ask for a medical examination.
What's the course of that?
Well...
Right, I demand a medical examination.
That's not necessary. You'll be given one when you get there.
I will?
What for? To make sure you're strong enough to last out the course.
I've been set up. That's what it is. I've been set up.
Not yet, number one. But you will be by the time you have finished the course.
Oh, I gather. Why pick on me, sir?
Because amongst other things, number one, this course is designed to brush up discipline. Every officer has to go on a refresher course from time to time. I remember when I was the first lieutenant and I had to. I was in my early 20s at the time.
Oh, really, sir? Oh, wasn't that the time when all the girls were called flappers and wore long beads and did the Charleston?
Not the early 20s, my early 20s.
That must be about the same time.
That's what she does.
Well, don't appeal to me, sir. I've yet to have enough troubles of my own.
Oh, you have, number one, you have. And the sooner you get off the system, the better it will be.
I can't go like this, sir. I'm just with the clothes I'm standing up in.
Oh, yes, you can. A special combat dress will be provided.
Combat dress? Who am I fighting?
Apparently me at the moment. And you're losing. So, get a move on or you'll be late. Transport is waiting at the main gate.
I haven't even got a razor.
On this course, you won't have time to shave.
But, you know, Stephen, I think you might look quite nice with a beard.
Then, Jason, if he hangs about here much longer, you can watch it grow.
Oh. I don't think I'll bother.
I don't blame you. Right, off you go, Lieutenant Murray. Mr. Phillips will take over as acting number one in your absence.
And he needn't worry about that either.
I shall personally keep a keen eye on his efficiency. And if he makes so much as one mistake...
You're picking us off one by one, aren't you? You're trying to split us up. That's what you're trying to do.
Divide and conquer, number one. Divide and conquer.
Charming.
Yes, well, even a month's time, Lieutenant Murray.
I shall look forward to that.
And don't forget to send us a pretty postcard from Portland Bill, will you?
No, of course not, sir. And I shall take that order and charge it to expenses, including the cost of the stamp.
You know, Renchason, I don't think he wants to go.
any sawing it, sir? Mr. Phillips, sir? What can you see, sir? What's old Pundergut?
Keep on interrupting, Pertwee.
Interrupting? Well, Mr. Phillips, sir, it's no good you keeping your peephole glued to those binoculars if you don't tell Pertwee what you see.
I say.
Yes?
Yes. Ah. That's a new one.
What is, sir?
Mr. Phillips, sir, what's happening?
It looks very much as if they're going off the deep end.
Oh, Lordy. There's going to be a bust up.
Yeah. Several.
Here, where are you putting those glasses? Mr. Phillips, you're supposed to be watching Captain Povey's office, not the Wren swimming pool.
Oh, sorry, pardon, but be fair. If you had the binoculars and you had the choice, which would you choose?
Yes, but sir.
I mean, for a start, Captain Povey doesn't wear a bikini or prance about in his... I wish I hadn't thought of that.
So do all, sir. Now, look, sir, could you drag yourself away from your bird watching and concentrate on what's happened to Lieutenant Murray and Captain Povey's office?
Now, didn't I tell you? Number one left ages ago. He went straight to the main gate.
That's it. He's under arrest. They've shoved him in the nick.
You know, if that one in the blue and pink keeps bouncing up and down on the end of the springboard like that, she'll be all pink and no blue.
Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips, will you put those what the butler saw golfing glasses down?
Spoil sport?
Spoil sport? Mark my word. There's a dirty great dollop of disciplinary dodgy doodah flying about and hanging over our heads. Yeah, just like the sword of Damocles.
You mean Damocles?
Yes, his as well. You know what, sir? We're going to cop the lot. Be warned, sir. Be warned. I know how they work. Just when we're least expecting it, they'll sneak up behind us with the shackles in their hands, clap us in chains, and whip us onto the convict ship before you can say Botany Bay.
You're exaggerating. They wouldn't do such...
Hello, you chap.
Ah.
Not guilty, sir.
On all counts.
But it was a false certificate, sir. It was the officer.
No, it wasn't. It was the man.
Well, there were faults on both sides, but more on his side than mine.
Ah, relax, you chap. It's only me, whoever I am.
You're Commander Bell, sir. You're the ship's captain.
Am I really? Well, you know about these things, of course. Everything under control, is it?
Oh, not exactly, sir, no.
No, I didn't think it would be. I figured it was till I got here, wasn't it? Still, you can't win them all, can you? One now and then would break the monotony, but there it is. Yeah, have you heard? Number one habit. My word, I wouldn't be in his shoes. Well, it's hardly likely, is it? I've got a pair of my own. I've got a pair of my own, haven't I? Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. I'm wearing them. Finished the bottoms of my trousers off nicely, don't I?
Well, Commander Bell, sir, please, what's happened? Where's Mr. Murray?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No, sir, you didn't.
Well, that's right. Right. Anything else you want to know while I'm here? Let's face it, I may never find my way back up here to the bridge again. This is the bridge, I take it.
Yes, sir, it is. And what happened to Lieutenant Murray?
Well, I was just going to tell you that when you interrupted, old man. He's
gone.
Gone?
Yeah, gone.
Gone where?
He's gone off. Some sailor or whatever he was brought this telegram doings or whatever it's called to my cabin thing.
That's a signal, sir.
You know it all, don't you? Have you ever thought of joining the Navy at all? We need chaps like you. Now, where was I? Oh, don't bother, I've got it. This telegram thing. Now, number one's gone on a 4-week course, you see. Should have gone myself, really, but they didn't ask me. Well, let's face it, they wouldn't, would they, eh? Not after what happened the last time I went on. Well, my word, what a mess. They sent me on a cross-country ride on a motorbike. Can you imagine it? Yes, you can, can't you? Vroom, vroom. Off I went, straight through a hedge, 3 times round the field, trying to find a way out. Ever seen a cow trying to climb a tree? Oh, it's an impressive sight. Nearly made it, too. I'd have stopped to help it, but you know how it is. I mean, let's face it, I couldn't, could I, anyway? My word, I did not go. Oh, crash, bang, through a gate to a farmyard, and who said pigs can't fly? That one. So did I. Straight through the chicken run, leaving 14 Rhode Island Reds with a short back and side. You should have seen the feathers. I thought I'd driven through a pillow factory. Still, all good things come to an end. Vroom, whoosh, whoom. Straight to a haystack. And guess who found the needle, eh? Right in the haystack. Was there anything else you wanted at all?
Not really.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, air. Yes. You'll be acting as number one while the other chap's away.
Who, me? Number one?
Yeah, you. If there's anything you want, you know where to find me. I should be hanging about next to wherever I happen to be standing at the time. Well, just get me to say something and follow my voice until there I am, you see. That's what I always do. Never fails. Good morning. Is it really? The watch must have stopped.
Acting number one at last, eh? Oh, well. I suppose.
suppose it was the obvious choice.
Tell me. Old bell cut off, rattle off.
That will do.
Chief Petty Officer Edwards?
Okay. We'll have a little respect when we're referring to Command the Bell. Understood?
Yes,
stand to attend you when you're addressing an officer.
Now, look, Mr. Phillips.
Your name is Sir.
Yes, but
silence. You, number one, is on the bridge.
Yes, but, sir,
Pertwee, I shan't speak again. I'm not the man to stand for insubordination. Now, what is it you wish to say?
Well, You're joking! It is what it is, isn't it? It's a joke. You're pulling Pertwee's nose.
Chief Petty Officer, the duties of a number one are hardly the subject for levity. Now, you have my permission to arrange for my personal things to be moved to Lieutenant Murray's cabin.
Move all your gear? But it's not worth it, sir. Mr. Murray will be back in a month.
Possibly. And then again, possibly not. Once the Admiral realizes the efficiency and the discipline I've instilled into the ship's company during my so-called temporary promotion, he'll obviously ask me to take over as number one permanently. I shall graciously accept.
Permission to leave the bridge, sir? There isn't room for the three of us.
Three of us?
Yes, sir. You, me, and your head.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, you're asking to be lashed to the masthead.
Yes, sir, I am. And what's more, I'd like to stay there till Mr. Murray comes back.
If by some remote chance Lieutenant Murray is allowed to come back, he'll find a very different ship from the one he left.
Yes, and after his month's course, you may find that we have a very different Mr. Murray.
It's me, Mr. Murray. Pop. Your instructing officer is waiting for you in the port. Pop.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sergeant.
Sergeant Coggins, cop. Robbery, cop.
Thanks very much. Do we have to run all the way?
Not running, sir. Miss Martin, sir. 140 pieces to the minute, which will be maintained throughout the course, sir.
Oh, dear.
Look away, sir. After a month, it comes easy, sir.
I'm only here for a month.
In with respect, sir. I suggest you get cracking and enjoy it while you can, sir. Here we are, sir. In here, sir. These are your quarters, sir. Introducing Lieutenant Bunny, Royal Navy, sir.
Ah, how do you do? I'm Lieutenant Summer of the Royal Marine. Welcome to number 84 training course.
No, sir, number 85. 84 passed out last week, sir.
Lieutenant Summer, don't think I'm being inquisitive, but these are my quarters. Where do I sleep? I don't see any bed.
You will, sir, man. It's all stacked away in that cupboard over there.
No, sir, in this cupboard over here, sir.
Okay. You'll find it contains all you need. Two bedboards and three blankets.
No, sir. Three bedboards, two blankets.
Bedboards? I can't sleep on bedboards.
No, sir. Nobody cares. But on this course, you won't get time to try, which is why they're stacked away, sir.
Well, I suppose at least it gives me plenty of room if I want to put in a table and a chair.
No, sir. No chair. You won't have time to sit down, sir. You'll be standing up studying that there war map, sir.
He means this chair, war map.
No, sir, that there war map, sir. This here is a diagram of the working parts of the fire extinguisher, sir.
Well, what's this here? Why should I be studying a war map?
Well, you need to know all about that, old man. It's the scale map of your commander training corps. It's 5.5 miles long.
I'm looking for up.
Contains 26 cavalry.
27.
With traversing machine gun fire.
6-9.
Relic grenades.
Thunder fetches.
And you'll be doing it twice a day.
3 times.
Oh, that's up!
Yes, sir, you can say right turn, sir. I've heard you do it, sir, yes.
Now, just a minute. You mean I've got to go over this course 3 times every day?
Yes, up, once in, and once out again, sir.
That'll leave me out at the far end of the course.
Correct, sir, that's why you don't need no bed, sir.
This is ridiculous. This isn't a refresher course, it's a survival test.
Correct again, sir, but we don't call it that, otherwise you wouldn't get no volunteers to come on it.
I didn't volunteer, I was sent. Before I have got the proper clothes for a commando training course, I wasn't allowed to bring anything with me.
All taken care of, sir. There's a new combat dress hanging up in that there cupboard for you, sir.
You see, that's the hell point, sir, man. This is a new type of combat dress made out of a new kind of fabric.
Don't burn it, don't tear it, won't wrinkle or crease. Keeps you warm in the winter and dry in the summer. Don't stain or soil and can't be got at by moth, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant. My very word. So you see, we're We're not testing you out. We're merely testing out this new uniform. If it comes through the test, they'll probably equip the hell of the Royal Navy with it. It'll cost the Ministry of Defense nearly £1 million.
Gee, that makes me the first £1 million guinea pig.
Not the first, sir. No, you're the fourth. We've already worn out three of them.
A free suit?
No, sir. Three officers, sir. Suit given for his new, sir.
Yes, it's wearing splendidly. Not so much as a button off. So yours will be the last best at it. We're going to have you doing everything. And if it survives this, the Whitehall boys will put it into production. So come along, old man. Get changed into it and let's get cracking.
Plummer, you seem extremely enthusiastic about all this.
He would be, sir. His father owns the factory. What's going to make him, sir? Great, sir. As soon as you're ready, sir.
Oi, Constable. Be careful what you do with that wall cutter. That's why this come in the deck, not watching CPR Percy's high cap.
Mark my words. Any more water on each deck, and the plates will shrink, the rivets will drop out, and we'll end up with a mini frigate 8 foot long.
Look, don't argue. It's direct orders from His Majesty Lord High Admiral, Pride of the Fleet, Acting Number One, Sub Lieutenant Phillips.
Who? Big Ed.
Oh, him?
Yes, him.
You know what he says? He wants the deck planking scrubbed until the wood is gleaming white.
But this deck isn't wooden, it's metal.
I told him that, but he said he didn't want any feeble excuses. Well, come on, get scrubbing.
But why should I have to do it? Why can't one of the common, ordinary ratings like Johnson do it?
That's how it's busy. He's been deep aloft and worn all the signal flags.
I am the signal flag? What for?
Because when our Acting Number One threw his customary morning signal, public and it's a fixed day that every man shall do his duty, he swore blind one of them wasn't fluttering right.
If I had my way, I'd change that signal. To every man this day is expected to do the dirty on Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Yes, Lord, a ruder version, but I couldn't find a flag for the word I wanted.
Proper pirate, that's what he is. You know, he threatened to give poor old Fatwell 14 lashes yesterday. 14 lashes? What for? Breathing out when Mr. Phillips was parted. He reckoned Fatwell's... had taken the shine off one of his buttons.
Good luck. Well, little more, mate. Our temporary Acting Number One's month of glory is almost over. Mr. Murray's due back for me to school tomorrow. And I, for one, will welcome him without an hour.
Aye.
So will I, for two.
Now, below there, you lazy, skulking wharf rat.
Turn on the back, you mutinous dog. I'll have you played with an inch of your life, keel-hauled and shot from the mouth of the cannon.
But would you point it towards the purple dead that I could do with a point?
He's the officer, cap off. Drop 6 months' pay for insubordination to an incredibly superior officer. Cap on, dismissed.
Yes, sir, I don't
know. Silence. And you go, see, get on with your scrubbing.
I finished, sir.
No, you haven't. I want old newspapers spread all over this wet deck. And Admiral and Captain Purvey are due on board in a minute.
What's the matter, Captain Bligh, sir? Don't you want the Admiral old son to get their tootsies, Dan?
Bother their tootsies. I don't want their dirty boots standing all over my clean deck.
But hard luck, sir. You're too late. They're here, eh?
What, where? Oh, look. Is my cap on straight? Am I standing to attention? If I am, should I be?
Oh, don't get out of my way, some of you. I'm the blasted admiral, not you. So show off out of it. Hold me, you old fool. Where are you?
Right behind you, sir.
What's this blasted boat sinking?
Then what the bright blue blistering bell bottoms is all this water doing, sloshing about all over the deck?
My feet are soaked. I'm making inquiries, sir.
Never mind, I'm making inquiries, Toby. Mop it up.
Mop it up? But what with? I haven't got
any. Oh, use anything. Use your hat. Oi, you, Blondie, who are you?
Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, sir. Welcome aboard my ship.
Your ship? What have you done? Bought it?
No, sir. He hasn't actually bought it yet. He hasn't half been asking for it lately.
Oh, do stop waffling on, all of you, and let me get a word in. Toby, where's that secretary of yours?
I'm right beside you, sir.
My word, you certainly are, aren't you? And a bit of all right beside me at that. Where's that twit, Toby?
He's over there, sir. Buffing up the deck with his hat, sir.
Sleeping, Ivy, so he is. Toby!
There it is, sir. There's only one couple left, sir. But if you want to walk over it, I'll lay my jacket down, sir.
makes you sick, doesn't it? Right, young woman, get your notebook out and tell me what the hell I'm doing aboard this heap.
Well, according to your instructions, sir, you and Captain Posey have come aboard Troutbridge, sailed round to Portland with Mr. Merivale, the director of naval extension.
Oh, Lord, that old skinflint.
Once you're all there, sir, you're due to watch the final demonstration of the new combat uniform they're testing out over a special assault force.
I see.
If you and Mr. Merivale are both satisfied that the new synthetic material stood up to the test, fresh uniforms will be issued throughout the Royal Navy.
And I do understand, sir, that you want Troutbridge to put to sea.
Well, unless you've got some method of taking her there by road. How else are you going to get her to Portland? Perishing poop decks. Am I surrounded by idiots?
You call, sir. Jumping on now, sir. Just bringing my cap on, sir. Get
nearly
dry.
Oh, do shut your cake hole, Pover. Shove your soggy hat on your head and tell this fair-headed idiot to get the ship underway. We'll be late.
No, no, just a minute, sir. Give me time to get ashore, sir.
Get ashore? Certainly not. You're coming with us. You've got to. You're the only one who knows what I'm supposed to be doing. And where I'm supposed to be doing it.
Well, what about your flag lieutenant, sir? He ought to know.
Don't be potty, woman. He doesn't even know where I am now. He's probably roaring up and down every ship in the dockyard calling, sir, sir, peekaboo, sir. Looking for me. Now, for pity's sake, let's get to sea and run to Portland before he finds me.
Left hand down a bit and stop engines.
Left hand down a bit and stop engines, wherever we are this time it is, sir.
What do you mean, wherever we are? This is Portland.
How you say, sir. But are you sure, Miss Francis? So far we've parked at Port Isaac, Port Lou, Port Scavo and Port Reef. But, in fact, the only one we've missed so far is the Portobello Road.
Simple mistake, sir. Yeah, it could have happened to anyone.
As you said, sir, each time some passing fisherman told you you'd dropped another one.
Well, we're definitely right this time. This is Portland.
How do you know, sir?
I recognize it from a colored postcard I sent to Mater when I went on a coach tour to Blackpool.
Blackpool? But that's 250 miles from here.
I know. The coach driver took the wrong turning and got lost.
You weren't on a chance helping him with his map reading, were you, sir?
Well, yes, I was, actually.
How did you know?
Oh, just a wild guess, sir. Coupled with a lifetime of being dumped in the wrong place as a result of your dodgy navigational.
That'll do, Percy. I've warned you before. Any more insubordination, I shall have to take serious action. Chief Petty Officers have been flogged in the past, you know.
Really, sir? How much for?
Percy, I shan't warn you again.
No, sir, you won't, because you haven't got the time, sir. Admiral's party coming up on the bridge now.
Look, I mean, stand me to attention. That is the course of the salute there.
Sir, we've got here at last, have we? But next time I want to go on a round Britain rally, I'll fill up an entry form.
Sorry, sir, faulty compass.
What was wrong with it?
He couldn't read it.
Well, fair enough, as long as we know. Now then, Merivale, how do you think the test of this new combat uniform has gone up to now?
I'll be frank, Admiral, I'm impressed.
By George, I'm impressed.
From the report so far, this new uniform is going to be worth every penny of the $2 million the government are going to spend on it.
$2 million? But I thought it was only going to cost $1 million.
Oh, yes, well, that's just making the uniform. The other million is needed to cover the cost of the extra civil servants who will need to issue it.
Only a million for them?
Well, there is a squeeze on, you know.
My home there always is. Cake, hold, Tovey. Do let someone else get a word in. Now, young woman, what's next?
Well, according to your notes, sir, we have to drop a rope ladder over the side.
Rope ladder? What for?
The officer is doing a test. He has to complete the 5¾-mile assault course, then jump into a rubber dinghy, paddle his way out to Crosby, climb up the rope ladder, and present himself to the Admiral and Mr. Merivale so that they can examine his uniform.
The blazes with his uniform. If he's done all that, we should examine his head. Who is this hero, anyway?
He's one of my officers, actually, sir.
Redshaw, make a note that it was I who recommended him, will you?
He's from this ship, actually, sir. Lieutenant Murray.
From this ship? Well, if the fool's got any sense, he'll be glad to get back.
We'll all be glad to have him back, sir. With one obvious exception.
Coming back? He can't come back now. I was doing so well. Who needs him? He can't take all this away from me. I was enjoying it.
Well, you may have been, Mr. Phillips, but we weren't.
I say, you chap! Anyone at home?
Oh, the blazes!
Please, don't look now, but I think our wandering boy has returned.
Honey? Oh, well, don't hang about. There's some idiot in a rubber dinghy at your back door. Get him aboard.
Oh, right away, sir. It'll be a pleasure, sir. Hello, Mr. Murray, sir. Welcome home. One rat ladder on its way down, sir.
No, sir, wait. Not here. I'm right underneath it. You can throw it down now.
What is this going on?
Certainly, what have you done? Well, nothing at all, sir. Mr. Murray suddenly decided to abandon his dinghy and swim the last little bit.
What?
Not to worry, sir. One damp and saturated first lieutenant climbing up the rope ladder now, sir. He won't be very much. Oh, wrench heighten, turn your back.
Oh, would
everything ever stop? Oh, but I'd have been boarded by King Neptune, or it's Mr. Murray wearing a beard and then a little oil.
Heavens, the
Betsy's
nearly stark.
Hello,
you chap.
Oh, Mr. Murray, sir. Quick, take my jacket and cover your confusion.
What for?
You need it, sir. Your beard hasn't grown long enough yet.
Oh, nonsense. We're all chapped together, and I've still got my
underwear. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah. Ow. My jacket, sir.
Thanks very much.
Lieutenant Murray, I demand an explanation. What have you done with that combat uniform you were wearing? The Admiral and Mr. Merrivale are supposed to inspect it.
Well, they have had jolly good eyesight, sir. It just dissolved.
Dissolved? You must be joking. The state my accounts are in just now, you've got to be.
No, I'm afraid not, sir. The moment I was knocked into the sea, that combat suit just sort of melted. The material must be affected by salt water.
Oh, marvelous. Marvelous. £2 million gone for the burden. Typical, of course. Naval uniforms that are instantly destroyed by salt water. Last time it was an aircraft carrier made of a metal that wouldn't float.
$2 million, sir, but the uniforms really go to cost $1 million.
Oh, don't haggle. We've allocated the other £1 million to the civil service already. We'll never get that back. Now I'll have to find something else for them to issue. Right, that's it. Project cancelled. Let's go home.
Aye, aye, Mr. Meadows, sir.
Go ahead, Bill. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that I've just been through a month of sheer unadulterated hell for nothing?
That's right. And they've wasted 6 hours of my time, too.
And mine, sir.
Who cares? Now, come on, Merivale. You can take us all down to the wardroom and spend some of that £1 million you've just knocked off and buy us all a drink.
Well, I'd be delighted, Admiral, but I don't seem to have brought my petty cash vouchers with me, sir.
Oh, do shut up. Hey, you, Murray. Before you join us, you'd better have a game of put and take.
Put and take, sir?
Yeah. Put some clothes on and take that beard off. I never gave you permission to grow it in the first place. I'm not going to have a face full of soggy seaweed putting the mockers on my noggin.
I haven't yet agreed to the expenditure of cash of pure dissociation.
Oh, but... do shut your cake hole, Merivale. Now then, Renchason, how are you enjoying service life?
And what's your phone number?